All right, Croppers, we're here with Notre Dame. We got Tuco here, head coach of Notre Dame. We're going to talk about his season so far and how the season's shaping up for the end of the year and what the bowl season may be looking like. How's it going, Tuco?
Pretty good. How you doing?
Doing good, man. So far this season, man, it looks like you've had a couple, two or three losses. You know, how have those games gone for you, man? They've been close, or you know, what's been the problem there?
Well, all three of them have been close. First loss was to Oklahoma State and G-Unit. And then that was just a case of it was pretty much an offensive shootout. We were tied heading early in the fourth quarter, and turnover bug hit me in the fourth quarter. I think I threw probably three interceptions in the fourth quarter alone. We were tied at 28 early in the quarter. He ended up getting 38 on me, and he runs that Air Force Flex one really well. It's a good clock chewer, and he did a really good job executing in that game. The USC game, it's just a matter of the user playing terribly. Committed five turnovers, had a fumble return for a touchdown, and just couldn't stop the USC running game. They got a good back and a pretty good offensive line. They ran a rep the middle on me, gashed me for about 180, and just playing from behind most of the second half, and it's a matter of not being able to catch up. And then the loss today to Boise, 40-38, was down 17 with 3 minutes to go, end up taking the lead with 32 seconds left. And then the Boise quarterback goes Doug Flutie on me, and it's a 75-yarder up the left sideline for a touchdown, and end up losing 40-38. So in every game, it's a situation, just I'm not stopping people, and that's a problem. And it's not offensively. I got talent on the offensive side of the ball. It's just the defense is struggling right now, and hopefully the couple of recruiting classes will be able to fix it.
Right. Looks like you got one more ranked opponent this season, and then you also got Stanford coming up. That's like the last game of the season. What are you right now, about 3-3, 4-3, something like that?
I'm 5-3. Four to go.
Yeah, four to go. How do you see the season finishing up for you?
Southern Miss at home should be a win. They're C team, but you never know. I'm due for a win after losing the last two, especially the CPU. Then I got Navy, which is also at home. They run that ball control option offense, so that'll be a little tougher, although I've got better talent than Navy. That should be a win as well. Then Army's just awful. They're a D, and it's another rivalry of mine. So hopefully the next three, I should be able to get three wins until I play Jam at Stanford. And I think he's in rebuilding mode there too. I think they're pretty much C's. Look at him now. Yeah, they are. But Jam's a good user, and I've played him a number of times. So you never know. He's doing good things over there at the Cardinal. They're 4-1. Mm-hmm. So hopefully 3-1, best case scenario, 4-0. Then another trip to the GMAC Bowl.
I hear you. Now you stressed on the boards today that defensive tackle's been, and the pretty much defensive line's been a weakness for Notre Dame since you've been there. I mean, how is recruiting going? What does your team look like right now at defensive tackle? Are you showing signs of improvement on the defensive line for the coming up years?
I hope so. I've got right now at defensive tackle, I've got a converted defensive end who's at 82. He's a junior.
Is that Josh Carter?
Yeah, that was the only one that I had going into taking over at Notre Dame. Mm-hmm. Then Eric Whitfield is a freshman. He was a four-star recruit.
Yeah.
He should be good. And then Tyree Bell is another player. He's a freshman. He is another four-star recruit. I was lucky last year's recruiting class to get a couple four-stars at D-tackle. At defensive end, I got a senior who's an 84. But I think behind him is not much.
Yeah.
Let me see.
And even him at... Well, you got another defensive end Matt Austin, who's 77 overall. So, you know, that at a senior, I mean, he had to be coming in at probably a two-star or so, something like that.
Yeah, exactly. So it's still pretty weak. I think I was able to recruit some defensive ends last year. Hold on, I can check here.
What do you run, a 4-3 or a 3-4?
Yeah, I run a 4-3, which, you know, because of that short cut, I thought about a 3-4, but I just, I've never run it. Never really felt comfortable with it. Don't really care for it. But, yeah, hopefully I just got to be patient. Yeah, I got a redshirt freshman at right end, Stephen Pierce, who's at 77.
Mm-hmm.
He was the same rating as the senior I had, so I just decided to sit him for the year. But he's faster and he's got more upside. So maybe not next year, but the following year I should have the team defensively where I want to be. But then the secondary takes a bit of a hit, so we'll see.
Well, that was my next and last question was going to be, you know, how long do you look until you put Notre Dame back into the title hunt like you had Oklahoma, you know, before you left there?
It's going to be a little tougher to tell the truth because losing some games doesn't help your recruiting classes. This year I switched to the spread, which is it's a fun offense. I really like playing it. And I realized last year running a pro style that I just didn't have the material to do it. Even though I've got good skill positions, I got a really good quarterback. But last year he was just running for his life. He was sacked 36 times. So I just couldn't do it. I had to spread things out, sit him back there in the shotgun most of the time and try to get the ball on the perimeter. But hopefully I'll have to recruit more speed to fit in with it and, you know, a little more acceleration in players. And I don't think I really have the back for it right now.
But yeah.
This year as well, I've lost my number one receiver for the last five games. He's been listed questionable every week. And then the second quarter of the very first game, I lost my starting running back. It's just one of those seasons. As far as how long it'll take to get going again, I don't know. Maybe what year are we in? 2019. Maybe 2021. I'm hoping to BCS bid. Maybe next year, if the schedule maker's kind, I can make a run, but we'll see.
Schedule maker's never kind to you, man.
No.
Dates back to that old rivalry in the Big 12.
Oh, I know. I think he sensed my weakness this year and he put me on the ledger.
I hear you. Well, man, I appreciate you joining us for this midseason call, man, and good luck to you the rest of the way, and hope things pan out for you.
All right, Ashley. Thanks for having me, man.
All right. Bye. See you, man.